Radio Prague News.
Western Bohemia has been hit by a strong windstorm that broke trees and cut electricity supplies. The new finance minister Miroslav Kalousek says he wants to cut tax breaks on mortgages. And police have detained dozens of football fans protesting against the moving of their club's Bohemian 1905 to another Prague stadium. The region of Western Bohemia was hit by a strong windstorm in the early hours of Saturday that broke trees and left some 4,000 households without electricity, the authorities said. Falling trees cut power transmission lines in many places in the regions of Plzeň and Karlovy Vary. The energy producer ČEZ said around half of its customers in the area were cut off and declared a state of emergency in three districts. Broken trees also obstructed roads and railways. The authorities said that several houses were flooded by rainwater, but no one was injured in the storm. The new Czech finance minister Miroslav Kalousek told the Daily Pravo on Saturday that he would remove tax breaks on mortgages. The change should be included in a new tax bill that should enter into force in 2 years' time. Mr. Kalousek said he saw no reason why socially challenged people who cannot afford mortgages anyway should contribute to mortgages of people with higher income. Under the current legal arrangement, people can add mortgages to their tax base and pay lower taxes as a result. The new centre-right government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas had announced earlier it also wanted to lower incentives for building savings accounts. Czechs spent on average some 5,500 crowns or around $280 on drugs in 2009, the highest amount ever, according to a government report released on Saturday. The report also registered a decrease in the number of packages sold. On average, Czechs bought 29.5 packages of drugs. The State Institute for Drug Control said Czechs began buying modern and more expensive medicaments. The institute also said that the number of new pharmacies in the country began to decrease, with around 2,300 pharmacies working in the country. Ahead of the first game of the new year of the top Czech football division, police detained 75 football fans in Prague on Friday night at a protest against the moving of their club, Bohemians 1905, to another stadium in the capital. The fans fired flares and petards on their way from Bohemian Stadium to its new home, the nearby Eden Stadium, which also hosts city rival Slavia Prague. Police said the fans refused to end their protest and eventually started a fight with fans of the rival club. Bohemians 1905 cannot play their home games at their own stadium in Prague neighborhood of Vršovice because it does not comply with the requirements of the country's football association. For the next five seasons, Bohemians and Slavia will share the Eden Stadium, a move rejected by fans of both sides. And finally, a quick look at the weather. Meteorologists have issued warnings against strong storms that are expected to hit the Czech Republic on Saturday afternoon from the west. Highest day temperatures should range between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.